Unit 11. Money Matters. Eleven A. Exercise 2. Page 90.
When cash was king. Money might be heading for the museum. Cash, that is the notes and coins we pass back and forth across the counters of shops, withdraw from ATMs, and toss into fountains, may soon come to an end. In the USA, for example, just 31% of transactions involve cash. The rest are made online or using plastic. In Sweden, 87% of people can't even remember paying in cash for anything recently. Paying by card and via e-banking and smartphone payment apps has taken over from physical currency, it would seem. But let's take a closer look at how cash started. The first kind of money was commodity money, meaning the money itself carried value. Shells, for example, were used on all five continents, highly valued in the old days for their beauty. In ancient Rome, soldiers were sometimes paid in salt, which is where the word salary comes from. Bags of salt must have been heavy, but the heaviest currency of all was the rye, used on the island of Yap in the South Pacific. These were stone wheels, some weighing as much as 4 tons, because the bigger they were, the more valuable. Though they weren't very convenient for doing the shopping, they were virtually impossible to steal. The first coins were also commodity money made of precious metals like gold and silver and stamped with a design. The earliest coins had animals on them, while ancient Greek coins often had gods, goddesses, or heroes from mythology. They also showed the symbol of the city they were issued in as a guarantee of their worth. The city of Athens used an owl, while the island of Rhodes was represented by a rose. Since their value came from their weight, some coins were very small. The smallest silver coin in ancient Athens weighed just 0.09 grams. Because of that, many people kept them in their mouths when they went shopping so as not to lose them. The first banknotes were issued in China in the 11th century, and today there are 180 different sets of banknotes in the world. They carry detailed drawings, often using brightly colored inks and fine detail, since this makes them harder to forge. Like coins, the images on banknotes reflect the country in which they circulate. Important people in history are commonly used, as are landmarks and native wildlife. For instance, the US $1 note has a picture of George Washington on it. The Egyptian 200-pound note has the statue of the Sphinx. And South African banknotes have pictures of lions, elephants, rhinos, water buffalo, and leopards. Even if cash does go out of use, however, it may still be worth holding on to. Old coins and notes can be worth far in excess of their face value. The first $1 coins, issued by the US government in 1794-5, were 90% silver and 10% copper, and weighed 29.96 grams. If you sold one for the silver, you'd get about $15. But in January 2013, one of them was sold in an auction for $10 million, and experts say the price will keep going up. So don't throw out your spare change just yet.